If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I'm pumped because this is kind of the first mock draft episode that we have done solo. We did one with Larry. That was a lot of fun. It was a full episode. And that I wanted to get to something a little bit different because I feel like the 49ers' needs are very, very clear. There is one paramount need on this roster. That's an edge speed rusher, right? And Bryce Huff retired. I thought he was going to be cut anyway, and the timing of that kind of suggests that anyway. But that is huge. And then I think wide receiver, if you're going to look long-term on what you could use. You know, the additions of Mike Evans and Christian Kirk are ginormous and amazing. How are those long-term deals? Like, you still need immediate need, long-term need. I understand everybody talks about offensive line help. I get that, and I agree with you. I'm not quite sure that's the way the 49ers kind of see this. So what I wanted to do today, and hopefully I don't lose you guys, but I kind of want to focus in on those two positions. So here's the idea. We're going to go through, and we're going to do a few quick mock drafts, just focusing on the first and second rounds, and we're going to do some pairings. We're going to do an edge pairing and a wide receiver pairing and try to see how that looks and how we feel about the way that kind of comes about. Now, not saying necessarily this is exactly what the 49ers are going to do. Obviously, they're going to look at other positions. And in the mock drafts we do, there might be somebody elite that falls, whatever. I'm looking for a practical, predictive mock draft situation where the 49ers take edge rusher in the first round, wide receiver in the second round, then flip that and take a practical wide receiver in the first round and an edge rusher in the second round, because I think that both of those positions definitely the two, like the 49ers have spent more draft capital on the edge and wide receiver position than any other position. It's not even close since Shanahan and Lynch have been. It's not even close. And you look at those needs long term, they're still there. Short term, I don't think wide receiver is that big of a need. But again, you're looking at, you know, Christian Kirk, 1 year deal. You're looking at Mike Evans, 1 to possibly 2 year deal. Hopefully it becomes more than that. You need something out there. And you kind of got stuck this offseason with like, dude, we have a terrible wide receiver room. We've got to address this big time. They got two great deals done, two very team-friendly deals done with Mike Evans and, you know, Kirk, but they're both north of 30 years old. Like, how long can you kind of prepare for that to continue? I'm not so sure you can. So that's kind of the game plan, and I'm going to rely on you guys if you're watching live. Appreciate that. Love all the hashtag CCs. Yo, love it, man. Appreciate it. So glad y'all are here. Y'all are going to help me decide who we take. So, again, the criteria, practical, predictive. Edge first, wide receiver second, wide receiver first, edge second, and then compare those two. That's the goal. It's see which one we like and or don't like. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. Appreciate you guys right here. Blake Miller, offensive tackle, Clemson. I love him. He is a rush crush. I'm struggling with where I have him because right now I have a first-round grade on Blake Miller, but we're not going to be messing with him in today's draft, in today's exercise. Doesn't mean if the 49ers got Blake Miller, I'd be pumped. Like, that dude is awesome. And I think he could play 4 spots on the offensive line, maybe even center. I think he's awesome. But for today's purposes, not going to be showing up. Casey Concepcion, we'll see if he's there. Good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate you guys. Glad you're here. Oh, what's up, Derek? Appreciate the super chat. You are the freaking man. If we took the 53-man roster and averaged out what number they were drafted at, I wonder what round it would average out to. Ooh. You know, that is a legitimate question. Part of me says it's going to be probably in the like late second round because, I mean, you just look at, you know, I don't know about that. Yeah, that's a fun exercise, something I'd like to get into. But with the way the 49ers have drafted, it's been notorious where you're getting your Brock Purdy in the 7th, George Kittle in the 5th, you know, Fred Warner in the 3rd, D'Amador Lenore, he had later pick. You're getting a lot of these guys that are later, and the 49ers have kind of been notorious for that, those late round hits. But I'm still just like, man, there's a lot of first round guys out there. Yeah, maybe not as I'm going through my head. Maybe not. So maybe 3rd round, maybe late 3rd round. But I get the frustration with the lack of early draft hits. I totally understand why that's so frustrating. But the counterpoint is you're still getting hits. You still got a franchise quarterback. Yeah, you got him in the 7th, but you still got him. And so it matters how you get them, but it matters more that you got them. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm kind of with you there, Derek, and I am curious what that would look like. Perhaps that'd be a new project. You know, I jump in there. Let me put this real quick just in my notes so that I could kind of save this because I do think that this is something that is worthwhile. So, yeah, where is the average draft position of the 49ers? I'm going to go starters over the 53. That's a little, so like I'll do the 22, 11 offense, 11 defensive starters. So yeah, that's built into my notes segment. So we'll see what that looks like, but something I can't really answer off the cuff. Shout out to Ben. He's part of the 49ers rush draft team, working his tail end off. Appreciate you, man. Glad you being here. Oh, look at this. Logan says, man, I was almost late. Just glad you're here. Just glad you're here. Guard at 27. I would not be upset. But with what they paid Brett Toth, twice what they paid Ben Parsh last season, I think they're okay with Toth starting. Having that Toth and, you know, Connor Colby competition at left guard, see what happens. We'll see. Logan, Joey Bosa needs to stop playing around. Joey, the Bosa brothers ain't taking a penny off. There is no sentimental value to play with his brother at all. You saw that last year. He came, visited the 49ers, then went and signed like 2 days later at Buffalo for a top tier. It's money, 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 money. Bosa is the Trent Williams. Just understand, they don't care about loyalty. They care about money. That's not a bad thing. That's just don't expect that to change. What's up, Rick, man? Glad to see you in here, brother. Says JC, so do you think they still will sign Joey and trade for the wide receiver from Philly? I don't think they're going to do either one. I do not. I don't think they're going to sign Joey Bosa. There's a chance, but he wants top-tier money. I think that there are much better free agency options out there at the edge position that you can get way cheaper. And I prefer drafting a speed edge. You have four edge players. Your starters, Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams. Awesome. Sam O, Keon White, that's your backups. You just got to have the speed edge guy. So, no, I don't even think the 49ers are involved at all in the A.J. Brown trade, like literally at all. I think the Patriots will end up landing him, but it's going to be a post-June 1 trade. So I would say no to both if I'm predicting. Would not be upset if they did sign Joey Bosa. But, yeah. Oh, look at this. Big Red headed to the Dallas Aquarium today with the family. Spring break. Dude, I love the Dallas Aquarium. It's going to be packed. But head to the third floor, hang out with the sloth. That's my favorite thing in the world. If you've never been to Dallas Aquarium, it's an incredible place. Up on the third or fourth floor, they have this little, like, I don't know, hangy space and open air where the sloth just kind of sleeps. I would go there. We had season pass there. We lived downtown Dallas. I would go there and just chill and just watch the sloth and, like, read sometimes. It was a really good time. Anyway, sorry to get off task. I got excited. What's up, Khalil? Appreciate you, man. Derek, back for more. Just shows how late rounds matter a lot. The Niners don't have them. This year, don't have a fifth where you're always good. Don't have a sixth. Don't have a seventh. You don't have them in the current situation. Now, you trade a fourth. You got four fourths in a row almost, about 12 picks between four separate picks. You could swap one of those fourths for a fifth and a seventh with ease, for a fifth and a sixth, depending on how high in the fifth round that is. So hopefully you get some movement. It would make day three a lot more fun. But right now it's like, dude, 49ers is going to be done. You know, draft usually starts around like 10 a.m. out here Pacific time, maybe even 9 a.m. Like, you're going to be done at like before noon. I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know what to do with it. Oh, look at this shot. What is the 49ers Rush Podcast Hawaii version? Dude, I'd love me some Hawaii. I've been there once, and I didn't want to leave, and I want to go back. The wife wants to go back. But, yeah, we need to get a 49ers Rush road trip out there, man. I would be ecstatic. Are you kidding me? I would absolutely love that. Shout out to all the to Lofa. Appreciate everybody out there. You guys are awesome. Gravy, more high pick, drive pick bust average might be around the third. Yeah, I think you might be there on the East Coast. What's up, sir? Appreciate you guys. Sean, yeah, love toss movement ability. He fits, could play center, could play right guard, could play left guard. He's played it all. Yes, I do want Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan would be about half the price of Joey Bosa. Doesn't have that bend. He's just brute force, but yeah, I would rather have Cam Jordan at the price. If they were both the exact same price, I'd prefer Joey Bosa. But one, I love Cam Jordan. He's my favorite non-49er player in the NFL. Two, I think he's cheap. Three, I think he's more fun. Like, that dude, he's funner to watch. More fun to watch and more fun to just let that dude talk. Like, he embodies the defensive mentality that you want. Oh, I freaking love it. Donnie, appreciate you, man. Rick, he's back. Also, if Dre plays really good, do you think we will re-sign him? Very, very possible. You know, grass isn't always greener on the other side, Rick. And, you know, Dre Greenlaw is my favorite player on the 49ers once again. He was, then he left. Now he is again. It went to Fred. I still love Fred. But Dre Greenlaw is my guy. He has one stellar year, and it's kind of win-win because Dre Greenlaw balls out this year. He goes, gets paid again elsewhere. You get another compensation pick. Cool. Or Dre Greenlaw plays well, says, you know what? I just want to keep doing this the rest of my career. You sign him for a 2 to 3 year extension. He plays out the rest of his career here. I don't see a loss there. I really, really don't. And with what you're paying him, even if he is injured, which he has been injured a lot, you got the injured rate. You get 8 games during the season and a playoff performance, you got your freaking thing. I love it. Look at this. CC, let's get it. Jump back on schedule. I'm close. Now, the next 2 days, shoot, man, it's March Madness. I'm just going to be honest. Not that I'm taking time off, but I'm going to be watching a lot of basketball the next couple of days. One of my favorite times of the year. Not the biggest college basketball game, but I just love what March Madness is. But yeah, so I wanted to get this show out here today. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Right here, Monkey, given what linebackers get paid, if Dre makes a big impact and can stay healthy, he's worth the money paired with Fred. Yes. You could argue the 49ers have the best linebacking tandem in the NFL right now. I don't know how you would disagree with that. I get the injuries. I get it. But that's just the way it goes. It really, really is. So without further ado, let's dive in. Let's head over. Let's get our mock draft on. Again, if you're just joining us, I want to say thank you. Appreciate you. So glad you're here. We're doing a battling mock draft, and we're doing a hyper-focused on 2 positions. So before I click start draft and everybody gets mad at me, we are doing edge and wide receiver in the first and second round. Then we're going to do another one and flip it. Okay. So I want us to just argue and debate healthily which one we like more, because I think those are the 2 most likely positions. And to be honest with you, I put in a pretty big bet yesterday that edge would be the first, edge and wide receiver. So I bet big on edge and I hedged it with wide receiver. I just think that's where the board falls. I think that's where the 49ers always spend their draft capital. And I think that's the strength of the draft back here at 27. So again, not a full-fledged mock. We're just doing the first 2 rounds and we're only picking edge and wide receiver. Then we're going to repeat and flip it. Okay. So hopefully this goes okay. So here we go. Let's dive in. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for 2 to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least 1 live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by 2 guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. We're on PFF today, 2 rounds, 49ers, middle for positional value. draft needs. Here we go. Enter the draft. And the goal is we're not going to trade. Let's enter into the conversation. I'm just skipping straight down to our pick. And you look at kind of what went right before the 49ers drafted. 20, Akeem Mesidor. I love Mesidor. And a very real possibility at 27 if he falls. Keldrick Falk, that dude's going early. Manuel McNeil Warren gone. Amar Cooper Jr. gone. Blake Miller gone. Cassius Howell gone. He is my one run it to the podium pick at 27 if he does fall. Avion Terrell gone. So let's look. I'm going to highlight wide receiver. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And again, I want this to be practical, okay? Denzel Boston is not falling to 27. Denzel Boston's gone top 20 pick, so like he's not going to be in the conversation for us today, all right? So now keep in mind, whatever we do here, we're flipping next time, okay? So if we go wide receiver here, we're drafting edge in the second, then we're going to redo this and do edge in the first, okay? So here's who's available. TJ Parker. I do like TJ Parker, not near as much as a lot of other people. I'm much lower on him. I have a late second round grade on him. You know, 6'3", 260, does not really fit the pass rush speed guy. He's much more of an every down kind of wrecker, brute force, just kind of bully ball edge guy. A lot of mock drafts, he's going a lot earlier. Again, I'm not taking Denzel Ball. He's not even in the conversation because I don't think that's realistic, right? So the whole idea here, if Denzel Boston's there, you run it in. I have a very high first-round grade on Denzel Boston. He'll be in my top 15 players. If he was there, I'm doing that. That dude, X's like him do not last. They do not last. KC Concepcion's there. Zion Young's there. Chris Bell is there, the all ACL Trent Baalke team. I do love Chris Bell. R. Mason Thomas, the speed edge guy. Jeremy Bernard. We're kind of, you know, Chris Brazel, whatever. I'm kind of backing off. So right here, I think the conversation comes down to kind of three players for me. The two wide or just one wide receiver. So I've got one wide receiver and two edges. Okay. Y'all are going to decide between this bracketed thing. Zion Young, R. Mason Thomas, KC Concepcion. Those are our three options, okay? So, KC Concepcion. Yak, yak, yak. Could play probably all over the place. He has a crazy learning curve to the NFL. He was not asked to do any, literally a middle school offense at Texas A&M. Almost all of his routes were hitches and go routes, post, screens. Not asked to run a complex route tree. We'll struggle at first in the Shanahan scheme, but you can scheme them open. Jet sweeps, let him be a returner, all those things. The ceiling for KC Concepcion is off the charts, okay? Definitely off the charts. A very, very fun player. Now that you have Mike Evans, very real possibility he is there. Zion Young. I like Zion Young. I like Zion Young a lot. The biggest problem with Zion Young, he is not a speed edge guy at all. He is large. He's 6'5", 262. Pass rush grade's good, not great. He does have a lot of experience. But, man, let me get to my write-up on him. I mean, he's a big dude. Streamlined power edge. Just reminded me of a power forward basketball player. Like, dude's just stretched, elongated, but he's got those tight hips where it's just like, man, he is just streamlined. No wiggle at all. This dude cannot change directions, but he's your NFL prototypical height, weight, length, bull rush extraordinaire. That's kind of all he does. Anchors amazingly well. Similar, less athletic profile to a Mikael Williams. It's kind of a carbon copy, but lesser athleticism, lesser upside to there. That's kind of the issue there. And got a little bit off field stuff, was arrested with the DWI speeding. That's going to be on there for sure. You know how you want to do that, but kind of this Za'Darius Smith, whatever else. So that's Zion Young, more of your prototypical three down defensive end. Then you got my boy R. Mason Thomas, 6'2", 249, lightning quick. Pass rush grade off the charts. that's kind of the thing that makes him, here we go. This is, let me get to my write up on him. Undersized disruptor, lack of length is an issue, but gets the job done consistently. Always underneath the offensive tackle, leverage player. He's 6'2". Explosive burst, just freaking awesome. But if you watch him in Alabama against Caden Proctor, just got completely decimated the entire game. Wait, but all out effort all the time. One of the best first steps in this draft. So the biggest need for the 49ers is that speed edge rusher. So that's our Mason Thomas. If you just want to go prototypical edge, that's Zion Young. If you want this Shanahan prototypical wide receiver, that's KC Concepcion. Those are the only three guys we're looking at for this experiment. All right, let's go through the chat. Let's see what we got. We got R. Mason Thomas, edge for sure. Zion Young, R. Mason, R. Mason, Zion. Better chance of contributing early. I agree with that. Concepcion. We need somebody to play week one. Concepcion's going to be slowly brought in. I think R. Mason Thomas would be the most snaps week one because he has a clearly defined path. Yeah, John, isn't Zion similar to Mikal? Very similar. Zion Young embodies the Steelers pass rusher. Yes, 100%. Who would be Zion's pro comp? Kind of, again, like I'll pull up. Let's see here. I've got, did I close that? Here are the athletic comps for Zion Young. I said Za'Darius Smith. Man, a lot of these names. Sean Merriman, Tyler Brayton, Allie Gay, Patrick Payton, Cedric Reed. He didn't do a lot of the testing. He didn't do any of the testing. He just did height, weight, arm length, which he's just tall. He didn't even have long arms. So Za'Darius Smith is probably mine. Ben, I agree 100%. R. Mason Thomas's speed fit. Please don't draft KCC. I don't want KCC either. It's not my favorite, but I get it. Don't draft Concepcion. Yep, right here. R. Mason Thomas. Oh, Josh, another member of the 49ers rush draft team. I just don't trust Mason to last more than 2 years. Ooh. That is there. Now, let me jump over to our R. Mason thing and kind of what that has looked like. Man, I get it. He's 22 years old. That's where it's going to be. You look at his snap and game kind of like he's played a lot of football, but not near as much last year as he did 2 years ago. So that's there. I need to dive into his injury history. Let me pull that up. I have a separate file. Let's see here. There we go. Sorry, not the best, but Josh has put in a lot of work with us. Him and Ben are just freaking killers. Shout out to Zach. Shout out to Brian, all that stuff. So here's the injury history for R. Mason Thomas. He had some ankle issues in 2023, played through them for the most time, had a hamstring in 2025, missed three games, had a shoulder issue, but didn't miss games there. So I'm not seeing anything that's there. Josh, you know, if you want to throw in the chat anything that you think stands out more than that, I'm not overly concerned. But, yeah, I want to see what you got. I'm scrolling there to see if he put in there. He's just trying to throw me off. I know Josh. He's the freaking man. But, yeah, so I'm leaning R. Mason Thomas because he has an elite skill set, speed off the end, bend off the edge. Like, he's got that pass rusher only, and you can kind of bring him up into everything else. I think that's kind of where it is. Yeah, right here, Donnie says, tell me about Keldrick Falk. He's too prototypically built. In a poor edge class, he's going early because he's going to fit every team's board. Now, you're kind of betting on what he will be in traits, but there's so many traits-based teams at the edge position. Keldrick's going – if he fell to 27, cool. He's not your speed edge guy, but like that dude is just built like your he's kind of a watered down version physically to Myles Garrett. He's not Myles Garrett, but you stand them next to each other, they're going to look a lot alike. I don't even think Proctor's on the board, J-Dog. But again, we're doing edge. I'm going R. Mason Thomas. We're doing it. So we're going speed edge. We're fitting the need. This is what the 49ers do. And now the 49ers back on the board. And again, we're going wide receiver. We're going to force this, and we've got some options because the whole idea, wide receiver and edge, and then we're going to flip it and see which one we like more. So let me jump over here to my notes and make sure I got this written down. Here we go. So first we got R. Mason Thomas, and then we'll vote on the end. And then second, we'll see what we got. Okay. So here are the wide receivers available: Skylar Bell, Bryce Lance, Antonio Williams, Elijah Surratt, Zachariah Branch, Deion Burks, Ted Hurst. We're going to go with those guys. And I'll say this, even if you hate mock drafts, which I get, there are a lot of people that do, use this experiment as a roster construction module where it's like, okay, this is where the value is here versus second round. And also use this as just background research on these different players, right? So like, that's the idea. So let's go back to the top. Skylar Bell, I love. Skylar Bell is kind of your prototypical elite experience, elite production, can play everything. He can play X, Y, Z. He was the big dog. Look at that with the UConn Huskies. That's a nice little reference. 6 foot, 185, 23 years old, but you just look at the production. It's just off the freaking charts, man. You're talking 19 touchdowns, and just he does kind of everything well. Maybe not the best, how do I say this, athlete. He's a good athlete, 4.40 speed. You look at experience 8, versatility 9, speed 7, acceleration 8. Like, it's hard to find a reason why Skylar Bell will not be successful. He does everything well. He's had a full season at slot wide receiver. He's a full season out wide at X. He can play it all. He's done it all. Catches everything. And it, like, I just, everything that he does, I just really, really enjoy. And teams knew, like, he was the one trick pony on that team. Teams couldn't stop him. So, like, if you're looking for this well-rounded wide receiver that can do it all, has the production, has the experience, can step in, that's him. Bryce Lance, Trey Lance's brother. You want home runs? That's what this guy does. He is an elite athlete. You're talking one of the best, you know, combine workouts in a long time. 4.34 speed at 6'3", 204. I mean, height, weight, speed guy. Four, and, like, it's not only just his top-end gear, 1.49. He had the best acceleration of any wide receiver in this draft class, and he's freaking 6'3". Awesome dude on and off the field. It's Trey Lance's little brother. Like, he's freaking, he's the man. You look at his stats, freaking solid. There's no doubt about it. So you've got back-to-back years of elite production, 21 yards per freaking reception. You're not going to get better than that. You're just not. So Bryce Lance is an absolute freaking stud. If you're looking for that home run hitter, that's what it is. And, like, this guy will have a role in the NFL no matter what. You want to call him Christian Watson, Adonai Mitchell. He's that type of athlete. Like, those are some freak athletes. This is a, like, second round. Like, I won't be shocked if Bryce Lance goes higher than this. I really, really won't. And you see kind of the consensus, he's all over the place. Second, third, fourth round. I could see him go early second. And right here, Sin, what's up, Sin? Would Kyle want to see any more Lances? You remember, like, when they drafted Trey Lance, John Lynch, first thing he said was, man, I just want to draft his brother. This was, you know, back in 2021. He's like, I just want to draft his brother. That kid is sharp and, like, looks the part, and he fit into it. He should go to the Chargers. 100% that is a Chargers pick. It's going to be there. But Bryce Lance, if you want the outside. Antonio Williams, fun player, 5'11", 190. He's kind of like your Skylar Bell in the sense that this is a wide receiver that could play everything. Tiny arms. That was kind of weird. 4.41 speed. He's got the speed. He's got the size to play X, Y, and Z. The 49ers met with him at the combine. Could be a returner. He's a yak guy. Quality tape. He's at his best for zone coverage. So what do you do with that? Like, almost all of his highlights are against zone. A-plus hands. Doesn't drop anything. And I think initially slot Z could play X. But a little bit more limited in his positional versatility than I would say with Skylar Bell. Skylar Bell can play all three, no questions asked. Antonio Williams can definitely play Z or slot with the returner upside. That's kind of where I put him. 21, you know, career receiving touchdowns. Fun player. But I do like if you're going to go there, like I have Skylar Bell ahead of Antonio Williams. They're close, but like, if you're going for that all-purpose wide receiver, I'm going Skylar Bell. Elijah Surratt, man, this dude is just a damn good wide receiver. Obviously, Indiana won the national championship, 6'2", 213. He's your bigger ex-wide receiver. He's the reason Omar Cooper Jr. has a little bit more of a question mark on his evaluation, because Elijah Surratt was the X. He was the alpha X the entire time at Indiana. And you don't move it. Like, he's your big wide receiver, and you look at just the touchdowns. Good Lord, you're talking 30 plus touchdowns. Fun player. Now, questions with Elijah Surratt is testing. What's his speed going to be? All those things. But man, you watch that tape, and it doesn't matter who he's playing against. That dude is out there performing. Look at him against Oregon, Alabama, Ohio State, Purdue, Oregon again. Like, this dude just plays freaking ball. Speed's a concern. No doubt about that. Zachary Branch, I know people love him. The 5'10", 180, speed freak, whatever else. I get it. I don't value that as much as most do. Look at this. Ben says, Surratt makes me think of Puka. He's that big, and he's that style. I see. Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. Trey Harris, Puka Nacua, that's the type of wide receiver Elijah Surratt is. So I'm not as high on Zachary Branch or Deion Burks. Ted Hurst, a damn good player. 6'3", 195, can play all over the place. Level of competition is a concern. Back-to-back years of production, but you're talking Georgia State. I just think it's a little too early. Like, you have these proven commodities, and for me, it's down to three. Skylar Bell, your do-it-all guy, your major home run hitter, speed, height, weight, Bryce Lance, or Elijah Surratt. Like, those are the three guys. So do you want your do-it-all guy? Skylar Bell. He can play all three spots. Do you want your pure X speed, take the top off the defense? That's Bryce Lance. Character, dude's got it. Combine freak workout. Or do you want Elijah Surratt, who has all the experience, all the production, all the big game highlights, when it matters most, Mr. Clutch, but less of an athlete? That's what it is. So you got to throw this up in the chat so that we can get through these and try to figure out which one you guys would like. Let's see here. I'm trying to look and see which ones you guys are choosing. This is fun. It's been a while since we've been here and been doing this. This is fun. Surratt reminds me a lot of Puka. There we go. William says, you know, Branch won't be that great. I just, when your ceiling is kind of Wandale Robinson, there's a role for that. There is. But second round with limited picks, I don't see that being a thing, especially when you already have Jacob Cowing. Like, he's already on the roster. Like, not that I think he'll be better. Branch will be better. But anyway. Take that for what you will. Hurst in the third or fourth would be a steal. Yeah, I'm all in on Elijah Surratt. Let's see here. With such a high pick, the player would have to be able to get open, get on the field. Who's going to play the most? Bryce Lance has the clearest path where, man, he just goes in and plays X. It kind of makes Jacob Watkins redundant. Skylar Bell, wonderful chance playing because guess what? He backs up all three spots. Elijah Surratt, dude, his nuanced route running, his hands, complicated. Like, I think these are three players that will contribute. I really, really do. Skylar Bell has the highest floor. Bryce Lance has the highest ceiling. Elijah Sirach, you're double down the middle. Like, you know what you're getting with him. You know exactly what you're getting with him. Let's see here. We got Lance taking a swing. Ted Hurst, Skylar Bell. Man, we're kind of all over the place. Best health history. I'd have to take some time to dig through that. I'm not at that portion just yet. Bell, Lance for speed. Lance, Bell or Hurst. I like Skylar Bell. Skylar Bell's winning the vote here. Ted Hurst didn't care about the small school thing. Ted Hurst as well. Man, Ted Hurst actually second most votes. Surratt. This is the thing. There's a lot of wide receivers available in the second round. You get to pick your poison. You really, really do. But the most votes that I've seen so far is freaking Skylar Bell, which I love. I just think you can't go wrong there because he could play it all. So let's calculate here. Let's see what PFF says. Not that I give a crap about that. But, dude, our Mason Thomas and Skylar Bell. That is what we walked away with. We got a C- on our Mason Thomas, and we got a B- on Skylar Bell. Well, guess what? We don't really care what you have to say, PFF. Now we get to flip it and do the exact same thing, except focus on wide receiver early and edge second right after this. 49ers rush road trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. Fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announce of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got 4-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine tasting and dinners covered. We've got you. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your deposit in now and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails that all the answers are on the site. Like, the prices are set, but do you want one person in a room, two person in a room? Do you want flights included? All that's there. So please go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Read through the itinerary. It's detailed as possible. All the information you want's on there. If after checking on the website, you don't get your answer, then email me a bit. Anyway, that's okay. We want to make sure everybody is covered. And I know it's a lot and it's a huge investment. We are not doing a cheap, inexpensive trip. We are doing a premium, top tier, once in a lifetime trip to Australia, which ain't cheap. Anyway, that's there. So now, a couple new 49ers news. The 49ers announced the official signings of wide receiver Christian Kirk, punter Corliss Waitman, and defensive end Sam O to their one-year deals. I freaking love Sam O. I freaking love Sam O. Oh, look at this. Silent. What's up, my friend? Glad that you are here. How does Proctor measure up against, here we go, Zane and Halton? Let me say this. I'm not a Caden Proctor fan in this scheme. I'm just not. And so kind of deal with that however you see fit. I just don't see it. I think he's a damn good player. And, yeah, maybe he could definitely be a left guard. I think some teams will have Caden Proctor measured as a just a true guard. I see that. The question is, do the 49ers see that? I don't know what to say there. I really, really don't. So you can kind of take that for however you will. But, like, he's damn good, and you watch him against almost anybody. Like, he wins. He's that damn good. And I think you're talking Trey Zune. You said Zane. Trey Zune, Texas A&M offensive tackle, 6'6", 312. You know, he's played a lot, 3,000. So you're talking elite experience. And, you know, he's got experience on the left tackle just like what's his name does, Proctor. So I think that that's a big deal. Oh, you're talking Caleb Proctor. Am I talking the wrong one? Whoops, my bad. This is where we are. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, where we start to fall in love and get all these guys mixed up and whatever else. Caden Proctor. Let me start back over, Silent. I think I like Caden McDonald a lot more. I think everybody does. I think that he's a damn good player. Grayson Halton, though, I think is freaking perfect fit for the 49ers. I don't like this defensive tackle draft class early first or second round. Like, I didn't have one defensive tackle graded. I didn't have one in the first round. Now, Grayson Halton, I hate that I have to keep talking about OU and A&M players, but that's just kind of the way this draft class is going to be. 6'2", 293. He's your OSA undersized, short, light. He doesn't have the long arms, only 31-inch arms. I think that that's a negative. But motor speed, impressive athlete. I like it a lot whenever that he plays. Like, the twitch is there. All those things with the undersized defensive tackles you need. My question is that redundant whenever you already have OSA and then you have Sebastian Valdez? I don't think Sebastian Valdez forces you away from any prospect, like at all. But do you already have that? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of my question is, like, how do you want to handle that? Now, Caden Proctor, if I'm going to be honest, I struggle. Oh, sorry, I got the wrong file open here. Whenever I'm looking at, I think you're talking Caden McDonald out of Ohio State. Caleb Proctor, Southern Louisiana. My bad. 6'2", 291. You've got these exact same builds. Zane Durant, you know, same thing. 6'1", 290. Who's got the best get off? It's going to be the Penn State guy always. I don't know what they do with their training. It is just absolutely insane, just the athletic profile that they continue to put out there. Now, if you're looking for somebody that's more well-rounded across everything, it's going to be Zane again. Zane Durant, like, you look at the grades, you look at all those things. I've got to do a lot more film on them. I've been stacking, and once we did the OSA trade, I hate to say this, I kind of put on the back burner the defensive tackle room. I still got to get to it, but it was like, all right, we've got to focus on these other cats and kind of what they're doing. But the run game, yeah, 100% Caleb Proctor, that's what he does. But how much do you play that small school factor in, you know, Southeastern? He's not playing everybody the same. So I think that that's there. So if you had to ask me, I like Halton. I like all three of them. I don't think the 49ers are going to be drafting a defensive tackle in those spots. You look at the overall rank. Grace Halton's going in the 70s consensus. Zane's going 120s. Caleb Proctor, 130. So Zane and Proctor, much more reasonable with where your current draft slots are. Testing, you go Zane Durant. You look at the football and kind of, you know, what they've put on tape. You're going Caleb Proctor if you don't mind the small school kind of competition. That's where that would be. So, yeah, we got to see there. Crew gloves some Durant. Yeah, guys that Krug love, it's fun, man. You know, he becomes fixated with those guys, and that's not a negative. That is a huge positive. That dude puts in the work. So he nailed a lot of players every single year he does. We all have misses. We all have hits. But, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He's probably watched him more than I have. I did my first round kind of get to know at that level, but I've got a lot more to go on that defensive tackle class. I really, really do. But right now I'm working on first, second round grades and finalizing those. I still got a lot of more second round grade work, and then we'll get there. All right, let's go to our second mock draft. And again, our first one, we went R. Mason Thomas, edge, speed guy, Skylar Bell. Now we're going to flip it the exact same opposite. Let's start it. We're going wide receiver no matter what. And, you know, again, very similar board. Man, almost identical board. Good Lord, PFF. Switch it up some. Akeem Mesidor, 20. Keldrick Falk, 21. Emmanuel McNeil Warren. Omar Cooper Jr., Blake Miller. I think it's almost the exact same board. Is it really the exact same? For our purposes, does not matter. So, yep, looks like the exact same thing. Denzel Boston, we're not even discussing that. Again, top 15 player. PFF, get your shit together. KC Concepcion there. Chris Bell's there. Jeremy Bernard, Chris Brazel II, Skylar Bell, we're going to cut it off there. So these are the four guys we're going to discuss, okay? We already kind of talked to KC, so let's go talk some Chris Bell. Now, I understand people are going to be very upset if you took Chris Bell, the wide receiver out of Louisville, 6'1", 222, because he had an ACL tear. That's going to cause major, major, major issues long term. Like, I get how upset everybody is and all those things. And the ACL tear was in November. You're talking about somebody that's going to miss all of rookie OTAs. He's going to miss all of training camp. Preseason might get cleared, start working out. And then October, he's taking part in practices. But whenever you look at the current 49ers roster, you don't need this guy early on. You don't need him. Here's my draft write-up of Chris Bell, wide receiver Louisville. Big and strong with elite burst. Doesn't get much separation versus elite corners, but he played the X role. I think Z and slot with some X is where he could be. You know, no testing numbers, but he hit 22 miles per hour on GPS trackers and game speeds there. Yards per catch machine, 14.3 yards per catch last two seasons. Definitely among college football's best. Acceleration off the tape. Ideal X does struggle against man. That's an issue. But he's so freaking big. Like, he's A.J. Brown. Like, that is the way that this dude is built. Built like a strong running back. Bench presses corners off man coverage. Can win with little separation. Does not run a complex route tree. Dude's just a monster. Smaller DK Metcalf, Xavier Leggett, fill in the yak workout warrior guy. That's what he is. I have a second round grade on him, but again, I only have 17 first round grades. 49ers picking 27. You're getting a second round player. And even if I go back to kind of the big board, I have I only have two first-round grades on the board that's available. And, you know, Denzel Boston is a finalized first-round grade. Max Iannatchor, like, he's a borderline first, second. I love Max. But, again, for our purposes, we're doing wide receiver early. So I like Chris Bell more than KC Concepcion. If you had to ask me, if I was the general manager, I'm taking Chris Bell over KC. That's just me. I understand the injury is an issue, but I love Chris Bell's tape. I think he's a better prospect. He has more ways to win. He's a better athlete. He's a better specimen. The major questions for KC are there for Chris Bell. The ACL doesn't scare me as bad as most 49ers fans. ACLs happen and they get rebuilt in today's time. That's just me. Anyway, Jermaine Bernard, let's talk some Jermaine. Fun player. A lot of people really, really love this dude. explodes out of his stance. 6'1", 206, Jeremy Bernard. His metrics aren't great. And whenever you watch him, it's just kind of like, all right, what is he great at? It's acceleration. It went and ran a 1.52 10-yard split. That's a 9 on this wide receiver scale. But his 40-yard dash was a 4.48. So you're talking about one of the best 10-yard splits with a 4.48 40-yard dash. So, like, that top-end gear just ain't there. It's just not there. And that shows on tape. But, man, this dude shot out of a cannon. And the size, 6'1", 206, I think that's huge. Experience, he's a 7. Versatility, he's an 8. Speed, he's a 6. Acceleration, he's a 9. Like, this dude's kind of got a little bit of everything. You would like more production, can play in the slot, can play out wide. You'd like more production with that offense. And, man, you look at his best game was against Tennessee with the best corners that he faced. So prototypical, do-it-all type guy, can play everywhere. His run blocking grade, 69.9, one of the better ones in this class, 17 missed tackles forced. Robert Woods, that's the type of guy Jeremy Bernard is. I don't see him. I'm going to have a late second to early third. I haven't finalized his draft write-up yet. I don't know what he does elite outside of the acceleration. So for me, he's not in there. Chris Brazel the second. I talk about him too much. I talk about him too much. You guys know I love Brazel. Brazel has Cordarrelle Patterson hype coming out of college. Yeah, a little bit. There's no doubt about that. I would argue Brazel has a better athletic profile. Maybe not. They're both huge height, weight, speed guy. And Shanahan has mentioned multiple. Shanahan said one time that he tried to get Cordarrelle Patterson twice in free agency and got outbid. So, you know, Logan, back to that quarter, like Shanahan loved Cordarrelle Patterson, loved him, and got outbid twice for him. But yeah, Chris Brazel the second, I freaking love him. 6'4", 198, 4.3 speed, and wasn't asked to do the whole route tree. That's not there. But man, the tape is just unreal. Like a taller Devontae Smith is kind of how I equate him. 16 receiving touchdowns in his career. Speed 8, acceleration 9, versatility 1. He's an X and only an X. Yards per catch monster. So, everybody needs to vote. We got 4 guys. I'm going to go with whatever y'all vote for. We've got KC Conception, Chris Bell, Jeremy Bernard, Chris Brazel the second. Again, just a reminder, we did edge in the first round, wide receiver in the second round. Now we're doing wide receiver in the first, edge in the second. Not a true mock. So everybody get your vote in. Real quick before we do that, Gravy, thanks for the super chat, man. It says, I appreciate the work you put in on the draft to inform us on non-college game watchers to give us direction on where the 49ers might pick for their team. I'm not the best at evaluating talent at all. I do think we do a pretty good job as a team recognizing, and we grade every single player 49er fit scale 1 to 10. We've done this for years. This is our 10th season doing draft work. And last year we picked, you know, we had 3 perfect and we got 1 maybe. We nailed Mikael Williams. We nailed Alfred Collins. We nailed CJ West and Marquis Siegel. I was really, really hard on early and I was like, Niners are going to target this guy. But I took him out of my last mock. But we almost got 4 correct. But I think we do a better job at just recognizing who the Niners like. But thank you so much for the kind words, Gravy. I appreciate you, man. All right, here we go. Let's get to the votes. We got Brazel the second. We got Bernard. Brazel all day. Brazel. You guys listen to my show a lot. I love it. Chris Bell. Yeah, comps to Anquan Boldin sold me. Yeah, he's that physical. Logan Brazel. Yep, I love it. He has the highest thing. Chris Bell reminds me of T.O. He's built that way. Brazel, Bell. Brazel's got the most. I freaking love it. If I was making this decision, I would take this vote. So Chris Brazel the second. I already like this draft more. I already do. So now let's look at our edge guy. Oh, Jadarian Price fell all the way to the second round. That ain't happening. PFF, get your shit together. Let's go edge. All right. Oh, we got some guys. Oh, we got some guys. This is the strength of the draft. This is the strength of the draft. The edge position in the second round is pretty freaking awesome for what the 49ers want. And if you look historically, at least in the last 5 to 6 years, this undersized speed edge guy, which is the Niners' number one need, this is where they go. Back end of round two. I freaking, these are the edge guys. I'm not even going to scroll. We got four options. Joshua Josephs, edge Tennessee. Derek Moore, edge Michigan. Danny Dennis Sutton, edge Penn State. Romello Hype, like Tennessee. Texas Tech. You got three speed guys. Three undersized. Well, I wouldn't put Derek Moore as our speed guy. I do love Derek Moore, by the way. You're talking Derek Moore, 6'4", 255, didn't test at the combine, undersized, but not tremendously so. So, like, he's got a little bit more to him than a lot of the, you know, the Romello and Joseph. But the one thing that he has in spades is just the production. You're talking about somebody that's just played a lot of football over 3 years. Damn good. Derek Moore. You know, my thing about him is just he just does everything. And you're talking Boye Mafe, Jalix Hunt, 21 career sacks, havoc rate 14 out of 49, which, you know, Ben loves the havoc rate. That's like tackle for losses, quarterback hits, sacks, you know, all that kind of stuff combined. Fun player. I like Derek Moore. I'd be ecstatic if the 49ers could get him in the second round. Joshua Josephs. He's weird because the highlights are unbelievable. And the problem is you watch his season. He filled in for the James Pierce Jr. role at Tennessee. Like, he took that role when Pierce got drafted. And the first kind of 6 weeks of the season, you're like, this dude's going to be a first round pick. I think he just fell off the cliff production wise. I don't think he had a set. Let me see here. I already did this. Let me pull up my write up here. Our write up. It's not just me. Let's see here. Yeah, took over the J.J. Pierce role. Was dominant early. Little production the second half of the season. Highlights are great. Film is lacking consistent disruption. Upsides off the charts, but has a very low floor. So, like, Joshua Joseph, I like. It's slippery and risky. That's what I put. He's some of the best hands. Like, think about Nick Bosa. His best trait probably is one, work ethic, intelligence, and then hands. Joshua Joseph's, man, like, his hands are incredible. He'll run in and just go chest to chest with the offensive tackle, which I hate. But, man, he just slips off every single block consistently. I like him, but he's got – can you do that in the NFL against elite offensive tackles? Why'd you disappear from production for 2 months? But, man, the upside. Like, if you want a home run pick, swing for the fences, Joshua Josephs is the guy. I like him a lot. And I think that the risk makes sense here. I really, really do. So I like him. Now, Danny Dennis Sutton, much more of your traditional, you know, every down type player. He's got athleticism size, 6'5", 265. He's a big boy. 4.63, 40-yard dash, 1.63 vertical. Good. Like, Penn State, you don't scout the uniform, but you're getting elite athleticism. Athleticism and size, that's what he brings. You look at kind of the production level. Yeah, back-to-back years, high sack totals. You want to throw in, you know, 23 and a half career sacks. Awesome. Can kind of do a little bit of everything. Is he your true kind of speed guy? It's not like he's slow. He's got a 7 on the speed scale, 8 on the acceleration, but that's not necessarily how he wins. I think of these four, he's probably the best all-around guy. Derek Moore, I don't know. Derek Moore, maybe. You're all around guys. Danny Dennis Sutton, Derek Moore, Joshua Joseph, and then you got Romello Heights. Romello Height. He's pure speed. Here's what I wrote on. Oh, come on now. Don't freeze up on me. Romello is the most fun 49ers already had him in top 30 visit. So that's there. 6'3", 239. Little bit older. He's 24. He's going to be 25. So he's an older prospect. Ran a 4.64, you know, 1.63, 10-yard split. I put film reminds me of an and-one mixtape. He is at his best stunts and blitzing from weird angles. They'll line him up at Mike Backer and give him a running start a lot of times. And he just – he's that guy. He's jukes. I'm telling you, man, he's the professor from and-one. Y'all remember that? Where's Wayne at with his freaking thing? Undersized, but speed, burst, explosive lower body, blitzes from everywhere, unreal bend and burst, just shows on tape. Hands and hips work perfectly together. I really like Romello Heights. The 49ers already met with him. 16 and a half sacks, like Byron Young, Will McDonald type role. I'm glad I got somebody laughing at my freaking air horn. that's there. But fun player. So if you're asking me who fits the Niners' biggest need, it's Romello Heights. If you're asking me who's the best football player, it's Derek Moore. Best athlete, Danny Dennis Sutton. Highest ceiling, Joshua Josephs, right? So you have these four guys that fit. That, again, whenever you dive into these players, you kind of get that feel what it is they offer or don't. So let's turn it to you guys. You got to pick one. Joshua Josephs, Tennessee, Derek Moore, Michigan, Danny Dennis Sutton, Penn State, or Romello Heights, Tech. Throw that up in the chat. Let's see where you are. My order, which doesn't really matter, I would say Romello Heights because I want that Ben guy, Derek Moore, Danny Dennis Sutton, then Joshua Josephs. So I'm almost inverse based on what the 49ers need. So I would go Heights, Moore, Sutton, Joseph. That would be my four. For the 49ers. So let's see here. Let's scroll back up. Let's see what we got. JJ, we got Josephs. We got Moore. We got Moore. We got Sutton. Moore. Reminds him of Justin Smith. Interesting. Okay. Romello. Height. So now it's between Height and Moore. Moore. And Jadarian Price. We're not doing that, but I saw him on there. Joseph or Height. So now it's just down between Height and Moore. Those are the two. DJ Moore. There we go. Moore's got the most votes. So like that's where, oh, Danny got a vote right there. Yeah. Moore has more votes. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to draft Derek Moore. Would love this draft pick. Not mad at all about it. He's just a damn good player. We got an F on our Brazel pick. I love that. That makes me like that pick even more. Derek Moore got a B+. So now the question becomes, let's vote. We finished our two draft classes, right? So now you pick, and that's the whole purpose of this. Would you rather have R. Mason Thomas and Skylar Bell, or would you rather have Chris Brazel II and Derek Moore? Which one do you like more out of those two? R. Mason Thomas, the speed edge, and Skylar Bell, the do-it-all wide receiver, or Chris Brazel, second, elite speed, height, weight, ex-wide receiver, take-the-top-off guy, and Derek Moore, which one do you think that you would want? Like, I'm not upset. If the 49ers walked away with either one of these, neither are like, holy shit, the 49ers dominated this draft. I can't believe it. It's hard to do those in mock drafts unless you just take the elite player that fell. Like if we would have taken Denzel Boston and, you know, something else cool, I just don't see that. So, yeah. And man, Gravy, if they are close, which player do you think plays the most snaps? Most week one would be Romello Heights. Most long term would be Derek Moore. And I think that's kind of where that goes. William, right here. Niners need to upgrade that O-line, but will they upgrade? It's a big question, right? And we'll spend some time and we'll do some O-line mock drafts. This was an example in kind of a predictive what I think the Niners will do. And it matches up with the board and how this draft fits, picking at 27 and then back into round two. Logan says, I ain't mad at it. This draft was better. So he votes Brazel and Derek Moore. Second one by a mile. Ooh, Logan says definitely the first one. The first, higher floor. Brazel and Moore for sure. Yeah, I like tight too. Brazel and Moore. Brazel ran a 4.37. Bell ran a 4.40. There are really no difference in speed. I would disagree. I think that they are very different in speed because the velocity factor, right? Force, the size is what makes it different. That's my difference there. So Chris Brazel, you know, he's 6'4", 198. Well, Skylar Bell, 5'11", 192. And on top of that, he's got a full tenth of a second faster in the 10 yard burst. So the acceleration's for more, the height is more, the speed, the weight is more. Like, I get that it's close. And you're right. Both are fast. A little bit different whenever you're 4 inches taller, 3 inches taller. But both fast for sure, for sure. And they win different. Like, you look at Skylar Bell, yeah, he can win deep, but that's not like his signature. If you can win deep in the NFL, that is an elite skill set that is rare. Big reason why you just signed Mike Evans. Let's see here. I would like the second one better if we had taken Bell instead of Brazel. Good. Yeah, plugging those in, that's going to help you figure it out. So if you're not a Brazel guy, a lot of people aren't. That's okay. Plug in KC Concepcion. Plug in Chris Bell. Plug in those other. Plug in Zion Young instead of R. Mason Thomas. Oh, man, right here. Sean, really looking forward to the O-line mock. I'm an O-line coach. Let's go trenches. Oh, I love it, Sean. Appreciate what you do, man. You're doing the good work out there. The O-line mock will just make everybody sad because the Niners don't draft offensive line. They just don't. Oh, look right here. Yeah, CT Niner. I'm from Connecticut, so I'm biased. Yeah, dude, you got to watch Skylar Bell. They couldn't stop him. Need a wide receiver over 6 foot. Yeah, we got a bunch of smaller guys outside of Mike Evans. That's there. I've seen people say this. Brazel doesn't have enough power at his size. I see him getting stuck in the quagmire versus Seattle. I don't see that on tape. I see him constantly winning 50-50 go balls against Georgia, against Tennessee. Or he plays for Tennessee. Against Georgia. I forget the other team. Like, in the freaking defender falling down and Chris brought, like, I don't know who started that narrative. The tape has not said that to me. I'm not saying he's like this elite strong guy or anything along those lines, but I don't know where that came from. But I've seen a lot of people reference that, Silent, and maybe you're seeing something on tape I haven't seen, but like, his contact balance is solid. Like, I remember watching Ricky Pearsall's tape, and the major red flag was, dude, whenever he gets redirected, that dude flies. And we've seen that in the NFL. Like, he can't play X wide receiver because when the corner presses him, that dude just flies off of his route. He's tough. He's fearless. All that. I haven't seen that with Chris Brazel the second very much. But I'll do one more tape, and we'll see one more of those. But this has been fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I know we went long. Nothing wrong with going long. Yeah, that was fun. I'm going to enjoy the next 2 days. I hope you guys do as well. Watching some basketball, having a good time. And if some news breaks, which now we're to the point of free agency where I don't think you're going to get a lot more big time news, but if something does, I'll jump on a live the next couple of days. But I'm going to kind of sit back, watch some football. It's the off season. Enjoy it. And we'll be back, you know, late this weekend to next week. Getting ready for the draft. I'm going to be writing draft profiles and just building out our draft book, which will be available first, second week of April. Man, we're in crunch time. John Chapman got to pick it up. I'm behind, but I'll catch up. You guys are the absolute best. Just want to say thank you for spending time with us. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.